From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Thanks for joining us this morning. It's Friday, May 31st.
Yay for the weekend. Let's get started.
I'm a very innocent man. We'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end.
Only voice that matters is the voice of the jury. And the jury has spoken.
A former president is a convicted felon for the first time in U.S. history. A guilty verdict for Donald Trump in his hush money trial. What happens next and how it's all playing out on the political stage.
I'm ecstatic, to be honest with you. It's a long time coming.
I will vote for Trump more so than I ever thought I would.
And we are hearing from you this morning about the verdict with reaction across the political spectrum.
We have to do something to keep North Beach restaurant alive.
A Bay Area bounce back in one of San Francisco's most iconic neighborhoods. The resilience of North Beach during a celebratory weekend.
Good morning. I'm Gianna Franco. Yes, it is Friday, and you've got Festival North Beach if you want to hang out and check that out this weekend. Plus, music festivals happening in the Bay Area. So much going on, Sean. Great news that we have a lot to do.
Yeah, I'm Sean Jennings in for Reed Cowan. Very excited to see that there's so much to do. And we're being told that the weather will at least be decent. It's going to cooperate for the most part. It's been a beautiful day on this Friday morning. Let's take a live look outside here. There you can see the sun is coming up. But let's talk to Jessica Birch and see what is in store for the rest of today and the weekend.
Alcatraz is looking nice, by the way. You know, as we extend into this weekend, we have beautiful but cooler weather in store for us. Still dry for the most part, but a little bit cloudier. That's kind of the big weather headline for us as we head into this weekend. We're off to a dry and warm start heading into this afternoon. Our daytime highs are going to be just like yesterday, mostly sitting in the 80s and the 90s all the way off into the East Bay, a little bit cooler along the coast and all the way along the peninsula too. Now heading into this weekend, we're all going to cool down just a smidge. We can see a little bit of coastal drizzle, more low clouds rolling in, especially in the morning hours, but it's not going to be a long-lived system by any means. Basically, what's happening is low pressure is moving its way in, and that's going to bring in those cloudy skies, temperatures pretty much back to normal, and then we are gearing up for a very big warm-up into next week once around Monday or Tuesday comes. Now, as we take a look at our daytime highs today, let's dive straight into our Friday forecast. We're expecting 60s in San Francisco, 70s across the Bay Bridge, all the way over into Oakland. A little bit hazy right now, just over Oakland as we speak. You can see that right behind me on our live cam. Here we go down into our Santa Clara Valley. 90s off into the East Bay this afternoon. We have 80s down into the San Jose area. Oh gosh, it's going to be a warm one for us today. Light winds, luckily, as we head into this afternoon. And then we're gearing up, like I said, to those cloudy conditions right around the corner as we head into Saturday and Sunday. That big warm up, we'll talk more about it coming up in just a bit. But spoiler alert, we can see upper 90s right around the corner.
G90s. Wow. Okay. That is going to be warm. All right. Taking a look at the roadways right now. We are definitely seeing some busy conditions, especially for a Friday. There are a handful of crashes there as we get an overview, a bit of a hotspot on 880 as you work your way in and around Oakland on the Nimitz. And of course, we've been monitoring this traffic alert along 101 this morning northbound. It is our slowest spot. It's our headline. 64 minute travel time now from Hellier to SFO near San Antonio Road. That's where the crash is. Unfortunately, this was a deadly accident. Somebody died, and the investigation is underway. There still is a lot of activity there on scene, and that backup is building since we are in that busiest hour for the morning commute. But it is Friday. We do see less cars on the roadway overall. You can stick with alternates. 280 El Camino Real, probably good choices right now. No delays at all on 280 this morning. San Jose, though, we're starting to see a few brake lights as you head north 101, approaching that 880 connector. Travel time still doing okay for the most part. Over the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, metering lights are on, and that's backing up just a bit, Sean.
This was a disgrace. This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt.
Former President Donald Trump not mincing words moments after his historic conviction in New York. Trump denounced the verdict, finding him guilty in connection with a hush money payment. The former president was convicted on all 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide reimbursements to his former fixer, Michael Cohen. Cohen paid adult film star Stormy Daniels $130,000 in the run-up to the 2016 election. The money was to keep quiet about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump. It took the seven men and five women on the jury just under 12 hours to reach the guilty verdict.
Only voice that matters is the voice of the jury. And the jury has spoken.
Up next for the former president in this case, the judges set Trump's sentencing for July 11th, 4 days before the Republican National Convention. He faces up to 4 years in prison, but could be given probation with no prison time. We spoke to Rory Little from the UC College of Law, who thinks it will end in probation and fines.
I think the importance of the trial is that it happened at all. The judge did a very good job of keeping this case on a calm, sort of non-dramatic level. He tried it pretty slowly and carefully. The jurors paid attention, according to all reports, and it didn't take very long to reach a unanimous verdict here.
This was the only case now pending against former President Trump that's likely to end in a verdict before Election Day, and it's believed that he cannot legally pardon himself if he is elected president in November. So, Gianna, of course, we're all talking about this across the country and in the Bay Area, plenty of opinions as well.
Yeah, there is plenty to say about this, and we really wanted to get your thoughts and your perspective right after the jury came down with that decision. So we hit the streets of San Francisco to hear from some of you.
I'm ecstatic, to be honest with you. It's a long time coming. Serves him right. And I would also go as far as to say that I would like to see everyone who voted for him convicted for aiding and abetting.
I will vote for Trump more so than I ever thought I would. But the Democrats, what Biden is doing to our country is shameful.
So we also heard from the chairman of the Contra Costa Republican Party. He says this might activate more moderate Republicans who believe the whole trial was a misuse of the judicial system.
I wouldn't like to see this type of prosecution taken on against an ex-Democrat president either. It's a sad day for our legal system.
Well, Trump's conviction may actually be helping him raise money, and now he's hitting the campaign trail and heading to San Francisco, coming here next week for a fundraiser. Andre Nakano spoke with a political expert with what we can expect now from the former president.
This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge.
A guilty verdict? May have been a big win for Donald Trump's pocketbook. Donations started flooding into Mr. Trump's WinRed website, causing it to crash. The Republican candidate for president also giving his constituents a chance to win an autographed MAGA hat in return for a donation.
They believe that this is red meat and dark liquor thrown to their constituency. I mean, this is right up their alley because they know they can raise money from this. They can develop some momentum.
David McEwen is the chair of political science at Sonoma State University. He says that momentum will carry over to the fundraising event in California.
California is the ATM of the nation when it comes to politics.
While California leans left, McEwen says that's not what matters.
It's not just a blue state, it's a red state, it's a green money state, it's a dollar state. Look, Elon Musk may be here and all over the world and maybe intergalactic, but he and his friends give a lot of money.
While cash is king in a presidential campaign, Donald Trump needs to win over a key segment of voters, especially in swing states such as Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. It's the undecided that he's targeting across the country.
They're purple people, we call them. The purple people are a little bit blue, a little bit red. They're not sure what to do. And we know that there's a segment of the electorate that won't vote for a felon.
So while the money may be flowing in for now, it may be too early to tell how his conviction and possible sentence will affect fundraising in the long term.
So I think this gives you an idea of the strategy of Donald Trump and his team. They're going to use today's verdict to open things up and go on the offense. They're not going to sit home, lick their wounds. They're not going to just talk to the faithful. They're going to open up the map and be everywhere all at once, and they're going to have the resources to do that.
Former President Trump is expected to hold a press conference at Trump Tower this morning. You can catch that right here on CBS News Bay Area. And for all of our coverage on this historic verdict, you can head to our website, kpix.com.
Gianna, time now for a look at this morning's other top stories. Protesters against the war in Gaza are facing off with law enforcement officers at UC Santa Cruz. These are scenes from just before 2 this morning. CHP officers in riot gear are standing in a line at the university's west entrance near Coolidge and High Streets. At one point, the officers move forward and dismantle several tents, but students ignore orders to disperse and continue to chant slogans while some stand with their arms locked. A state trial in the attack of Paul Pelosi will resume today in San Francisco. David DePapp faces charges of attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and elder abuse. Paul Pelosi, the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, suffered a skull fracture from the hammer attack in October of 2022. He's expected to testify today. On Thursday, the court heard a recording of a police interview with DePapp a few hours after the attack. Prosecutors say the recording shows the congresswoman was his initial target. A judge in Sonoma County is expected to rule today on whether the death sentence for Richard Allen Davis should be overturned. Davis is the man who killed 12-year-old Polly Kloss of Petaluma, a widely publicized case in the 1990s. Now he's looking to have his capital sentence recalled based on a new California law that limits sentencing enhancements. Davis was sentenced to death in 1996. The reopening of the Capitola Wharf in Santa Cruz County has been delayed. Crews have been working for months to repair the landmark after it was battered during winter storms last year. It was set to reopen on August 14th. Now they will likely have to wait a few more weeks. Later on, sometime in September is the goal.